Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Hilchos Erevin. So that's quite an accomplishment. Tonight, it's the end of Siman Tavtes Zayin. This is page Resh Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. We are up to Se'if Gimel. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Zesha Manasheh Shalav Erevin Mishnei Ruchos Shnei Yamim. What we said at the beginning of the Siman, not what we spoke about last night, but what we said at the beginning of the Siman, that in advance of a two-day Yantiv, you could set up one Erev, all an Erev Yantiv. You could set up an Erev 1,000 Amos to the east, an Erev 1,000 Amos to the west, and use one of them for day one and the other one for day two. What we spoke about last night was when you're setting up both the Erevin on separate days, one right after the other. But over here, two separate Erevin, all set up on Erev Yom Tov. So you could do that, but that's only Hushia Efshalo Lagia L'Kalechon Mishnei Erevin B'Yom Rishon. You have to, on the first day, be able to access both of the Erevin on day one of Yom Tov. Avle Mi Efshalo Lagia L'Erev Shal Yom Hasheni B'Yom Rishon. But if you set it up in such a way where you're new Tchum Shabbos, based on your first Erev, would make the second Erev inaccessible to you on day one, then in Erev Hasheni Erev, then the second Erev is an invalid Erev. She'erev mitzvah so shia besuda ru'ya mibod yom, because you're supposed to make the Erev out of something that you could have eaten on that day before the night started. V'zeh ol ven yochel agil l'zeh Erev b'yom rishon rizoyin Erev mibod yom. And in this case, since you did not have access to that Erev on day one, it would not be a valid Erev for day two. Ketzad. So how do you set it up in such a way? Let's say you set up an Erev 2,000 Amos to the east of your house, and that's your Erev for day one. And then you set up an Erev even just one Amah to the west of your house, or more obviously, it would be the same, and you rely on that for the second day. The second one is not a valid Erev. Because on day one you couldn't access the Erev of day two. You can't go to it. Because by setting up the Erev on day one, 2,000 Amos to the east, you made your home the final as far west as you're allowed to go. You're not allowed to go a step further west. But if on day one you set up the Erev 1,500 Amos to the east, not 2,000 Amos, 1,500 Amos to the east, and that's your day one Erev. V'niach Erev Sheni Rachok Mibesa L'Ruach Marav B'toch Hamesh Me'osama V'samach Lov L'Yom Sheni. And then you set up the Erev for day two at anywhere between 0 and 500 Amos to the west of your house. Harez Erev, that is a valid Erev Shareyav Shashigil of Yom Rishon, because you'd be able to access it on day one. Says Mishmur Chafei, Zesha Amarnu, Hainu B'tchil Sif Aleph, meaning this goes back to the beginning of the Siman, not to what we learned last night. Shia Efshalo, Hainu Shalo Yeruchokim Zemizel Yosme Opayim, Kudim Mefarish, that when we say that you need to have access to Erev number two on day one, that means that the two Erevin can't be more than 2,000 Amos apart from each other, because if they are, meaning the Erev of day one is your center, that's where your starting point is. So you can't go more than 2,000 Amos away from it. So if the Erev for day two is more than 2,000 Amos away from it, that means you don't have access to it on day one. Haru'uya miba'od yom, da'afte kinyin Erev hu b'tchilas yom ha'sheni, even though the kinyin of the Erev only begins when the second day begins, mikol makom tzarech shia ra'u lo lagia v'lachal b'sof yom ha'rishon. It needs to be something that you would have been able to eat at the end of day one. Rachuk m'besa l'ruach marav, haynu k'shabesu hu basada. When we say 2,000 Amos away from your house, it means your house is in the middle of nowhere. But if your house is in the middle of a city, then obviously we wouldn't be measuring from your house, we'd be measuring from the edge of the city, because the whole city it takes on the status of Dalet al Dalet. Within 500 Amos, Hakal B'zeh, the rule is, Bein Shehircha K'Erev Mitzad Zeh, Harbe Oma'at, Liom Tzorch Shehe Erev Hasheni Shekenegdo, Enim Ruchim Meni Yosem Alpayim. It's a very simple rule. No matter how far you put the Erev away, on the Erev for day one, to the east of you, you just cannot set up the Erev for day two to be more than 2,000 Amos away from it, from the day one Erev. So if it's 500 in the east direction, then you get up to 1,500 in the west. And if it's 200, you get up to 1,800. It's a simple rule. Sif Dalet. Yom HaKippur Mareu K'Shabbos Bein Lin Erev Chatzeres Bein Lin Erev Tchumen. That Yom Kippur is like Shabbos when it comes to carrying and when it comes to going outside of a Tchum. Says the Mishabur Bein Lin Yin, D'yesh Bo Yisro Tzah, Kumab L'Shabbos. The reason you could set up Erev in Yom Kippur Kippur the same way you can for Shabbos, because there's Nisro Tzah in Yom Kippur the same way there is for Shabbos. Valkein Shaych Bo Kolelu Advarim. So everything we've learned applies to Yom Kippur as well. Sif Hei, final halacha in Hilchos Erevin. Yom Tov Noig Bo Eruvi Tchumen Avalo Eruvi Chatzeros. Yom Tov in general, not Yom Kippur, other Yom Tovim, there is such a thing as Tchum, so we do have the Dinam of Eruvi Tchumen, but there is no Israel Tzah. You're allowed to carry on Yom Tov, so we don't have any of these issues of Eruv Chatzeros. Says the Mishabru Lamed Aleph, Mishum De'ein Isra Hutzah B'Yom Tov. There's no Isra Hutzah in Yom Tov. Vayin B'Sim Tov Kuf Yud Ches B'Achronim D'Mikol Mokom K'Shemari V'Eruvi Chatzeros L'Shabbos Yichlol Gam Yom Tov Mishum Dorm Shein Tzorach Hayom Klal D'Asar Gam B'Yom Tov B'Lo Eruv. The halacha is we're often used to saying that there's no Isra Hutzah at all in Yom Tov. It's not entirely true. You're not allowed to carry totally useless things that have no Tzorach Hayom at all on Yom Tov. So you have a dirty tissue in your pocket that you're not going to ever use again. You're not allowed to carry that in your pocket on Yom Tov. So it's a good idea if you have an Erev in the community that they should set it up for both Shabbos and Yom Tov so that you're good to carry your dirty tissues on Yom Tov. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Gimel we said that if you're relying on Erevin for 2 days of Yom Tov in two opposite sides of your home, they need to be within 2,000 amos of one another so that you could technically access the Erev for day two on day one. In Sif Dalet we said that Yom Kippur has all the same dinim as Shabbos for Erev Chatzeros and for Eruv Tchumen, and Sif Hei we said that other Yomim Tovim have the same dinim for Eruv Tchumen, but not for Eruv Chatzeros, and nevertheless we include Yom Tov in the Eruv Chatzeros we typically set up, just in case you ever have something that has no Tzorach Hayom whatsoever. Be'ezras Hashem, on Sunday we will begin Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, so exciting things coming up. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.